T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now, let's talk about the strength of today's government jobs report. Diane Swonk is here, chief economist at Grant Thornton here in Chicago. Diane, what do you make of these numbers?
Well, I guess I should have listened to myself back in April instead of as I saw the losses in unemployment claims. What's interesting about it is we saw basically people, over half of the rebound was due to food services as restaurants started to reopen and callback workers. Two things happened. They also got PPP loans in construction and manufacturing. And also in the restaurant sector, we saw this big reopening. It's still a small fraction of the jobs we've lost in that sector. And it was a reopening in anticipation of Memorial Day celebrations. Since then, we have seen an increase in COVID cases and hospitalizations after the reopening that we saw over the Memorial Day weekend, which is discouraging because it ups the ante that we get a setback over the summer. What we're concerned about is that, you know, this is great to see job gains, but we need 10 times as much to get us back on the track we were prior to COVID. And so we're still a long way from home. And I think that's important to remember. Also, the strength of the number itself, great to have this upside surprise, embrace that. But the PPP loans, they're still trying to course correct on that. And having restaurants reopen when we're still in lockdown and bringing people back when we really weren't fully reopened is a difficult thing. And many restaurants having to operate at 25 to 50% capacity, they don't break even until 75% capacity. And that's with, you know, peak crowds on Thursday through Sunday, which is difficult to do in an environment that still requires social distancing. So what I'm worried about is that all the support we got in the economy, those PPP loans, the unemployment insurance that helped to allow for this rebound, that we get fiscal fatigue and we could fall off a cliff on that support in the end of July if Congress does not extend some kind of unemployment benefits, maybe not at the levels that we saw, and deal with course correcting on these PPP loans, which expire and could trigger layoffs over the summer.
Seems like there's a limit to just, even if the June report is good as well, there's a limit to the number of people who are going to be going to back to work soon based on what you're saying here. A lot of businesses are not reopening in the same way.
Exactly. We're not operating. You know, there is this Wall Street's looking at this as it's a gain and as a V-shaped recovery. We saw the same thing coming out of many economies in Asia, including China. There was this enormous rebound initially. And then as they sort of started to come back, their service sector really struggled. People are still not going back to malls and public spaces as they once did, not showing up at retailers. Manufacturers have reopened, but they're only operating at 50 or 60% of capacity because the global economy is still weak. So, you know, the idea that we have a comeback, it's great to see large percent gains after a large percent drop, but it's really, we need a whole new language to talk about, you know, recession and recovery in a post-COVID era, because the magnitude, you know, even from the official government data, it's 19 million payroll jobs that were still down from the crisis, which is multiples of what we lost during the Great Recession. And we know that unemployment claims are much higher than that. We don't count a lot of the self-employed, and so that doesn't show up in those payrolls either. So I think it's really important to keep perspective on this. I embrace a rebound in jobs, but I am worried about the headwinds we face and how much aid it took us to get here. And if we lose that aid at the same point in time, we still have a lot of potholes in the road ahead. That could be a problem.
Always good analysis from Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton here in Chicago.